Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka-10 Nhlolanja 2021 ngumphathisi Jeremiah. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje,
even ama vaccines ona lawa abuyayo azathathwa ngabantu isikhulu yibo abazathola ama vaccines ona lawo abantu makhaza kini. So ngibona ukuthi uhulumende umsebenzi wakhe ikuthi akhangelele umuntu wonke oZimbabwe.
Ele Zimbabwe lithi ele China selithembise ukuletha ama virus eyama vaccines wohlobo lwe-Sinopharm njalo akhangelele ukufika elizweni ngeke edluli umhla ka-15 linyanga kaNhlolanja.
Besaba ukuba na ngokhetho oluzayo bevotele i-impeachment ukuthi uTrump bam-impeache bempanishele udaba lolukajournalist 6 uzothumela abalandeli bakhe njalo.
Liqhubekela phambili lithoniswa udaba lowayengumongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump edalele Senate phansi kohlelo lwe-impeachment. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Selidlalela phansi kwabangamashumi amabili ababulawa yi-COVID-19 eZimbabwe kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Izolo kubhubhe abalishumi lane bebulawa yileli gciwane. Ngokuhle kwakhweza inani lasebebuliwe yilolu bhubhane elizweni kwaba yiphezu kwenkulungwane iyodwa 1353. Kunje sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi edlula amathathu 34,781 asebetholakale bele gciwane leli elizweni. Asebeke balaliswa yilo mkhuhlane kodwa basila. Sebezinkulungwane eziphose zifike amashumi amathathu 29,289 emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula ezilikhulu 107.1 million ababanjwe beli gciwane leli. Labulala abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.3 million. Ele Zimbabwe lithi ele China selithembise ukuletha amajekiseni emithi yokwenqabela ukuthola i-coronavirus eyama vaccines yohlobo lwe-Sinopharm njalo akhangelele ukufika elizweni kungakedluli umhla ka-15 linyanga kaNhlolanja. Umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko uNkosikazi Monica Mchangwa utsho lokhu ekhuluma lentethelezindaba ngokuphume kudale likahulumende ele cabinet izolo. UNkosikazi Mchangwa uthe inhlanganiso yemanyana wamazwe omhlaba i-World Health Organization ibavumele ukuthi ijekiseni le-Sinopharm lingasebenza ngokusemthethweni njalo ilokuphumelela okungedluli isilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisikhombisa kusiya kwayisiyagalombili ekhulwini 76-86%. Wengezethu uhulumende uzaqhubeka ngemizamo yokuthola amanye ama-vaccines emazweni agoqela ele-Russia, India lamanye. Uhlaziya lolu daba usandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 uxoxa loNkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yedale lephalamende ibona ngezempilakahle njalo emela ubulawayo kuleli dale.
Isenzi lesikuyo emsimini singakhangela ukuthi isiyafekthe kakhulu iZimbabwe abantu abaningi bagulile. Ngibona ingani uhulumende ngathi akuzange kube lama lessons learned from the first i-COVID yakuqala. So uhulumende kade emele ekhangela ukuthi kuyini angakufunda from the last time. So gathesi ungawukhangela ukuthi abantu makhaza ordinary people abakuma communities ungakhangela ukuthi i-report kade ikhitshwa kuthiwa ngakhulumela khonapha eSongrove, I mean okobulawayo bekhulumela ukuthi eSongrove hospital kathi kungalabantu abakhona empilo ungakhangela ama-numbers akhona ukuthi kathi kulabantu abaluthwane. gimi kuchukuthi umuntu makhaza kadinga la engayenelisi ukufika esibhedlela because iyabe ingalamali engalandlela yokuthi afike ngendaba yama lockdown restrictions. So uzafica njalo ukuthi even ama vaccines ona lawa abuyayo azathathwa ngabantu isikhulu yibo abazathola ama vaccines ona lawo abantu makhaza ke. So mina ngibona ukuthi uhulumende umsebenzi wakhe ikuthi akhangelele umuntu wonke oweZimbabwe, meaning that umuntu noma osebenzayo ongasebenziyo, kutho ukuthi uhulumende kumele adinge indlela njalo eyokuthi abe nguye okontrola imali ezathenga ama-vaccine lawo.
Njengekomiti ebona ngezempilakahle edalele ephalamende, kukhona yini elake lakuxoxa kuleli dala okuphathelane le-COVID-19 lemithi lekumbokunye?
Kukhona esake sakuxoxa, kodwa njengoba iripoti yethu ingakaphumi ngangivunyelwa ukuthi ngidisclose esiyabe sikuxoxile, ngiyabe sengephula umthetho. But kukhona sibili, even kathesi kukhona esikuxoxayo lamhla besile committee meeting ku-Zoom ekuthiwa i-virtual meeting.
Unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa, ukukomiti yedalela ephalamende ibona ngezempilakahle limuze exoxa lapho ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Luqhubekela phambili luthonisiswa udaba lowayengumongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump edalele Senate phansi ohlelo lwe-impeachment olusungulwe izolo. UTrump witheswa amacala ambalwa agoqela ukushutshuzela udlakela lokuzama ukuhluthuna amavoti kukhetho lwanyakenye laloba sewaphuma esikhundleni. UGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Abagoqela ukuthoniswa kukaTrump ababizwa ngokuthi ngama-impeachment managers abagoqela uSenator Jim Raskin bakhanya bechaye kwazwela izolo lapho abachaye kwabonakala ukuba kumele ukuqhubeka. Bruce Caster Jr., omunye wamagqwetha kaTrump, ucothoze kakhulu ngamalunga ebandla lema-Republicans kanye noTrump abathi kade engalungiselelanga ngemfanelo ukuhlaziya ukuba uTrump engethiswa amacala lidaleleli engasekho esikhundleni sikamongameli. Lokhu kwenze ukuba elinye ilunga lesenate elimele ibandla lama-Republicans likhuqule imicabango yalo livote labanye abakubandlaleli abane ukuba uTrump athoniswe loba sewaphuma esikhundleni sikamongameli. Amalunga edale lesenate angamachumi amahlanu lasithupha 56 bavotele ukuba uTrump athoniswe amacala abhekane lawo. Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Melika uMnumzana Washington Jamela uthi kuqondile okwenziwa ngamalunga edale lesenate.
I-impeachment le kufanele iqhubekele phambili ngoba yena esesengumongameli uwonile kakhulu. Njalo njengoba sisazi ukuthi kwele Melika isigwebo so sikamongameli mayephule umthetho yiyo yona i-impeachment leyo ukuthi akhutshwe esihlalweni maye sasesihlalweni. Kodwa ke ma laba abemthetho ama-lawyers bathi maye kuwukuthi sephumile esihlalweni isigwebo kungaba yukuthi avinjelwe ukubana aphinde azame ukuthola isikhundla sobukhokheli elizweni. So ngokubona kwami ngibona ikuyimfanelo enhle leyo ukuthi lamanye amazwe afana lakithi khona lapho esivela khona kufanele bakubone lokhu ukuthi ukuba ngumongameli akutsho ukuthi uzungaphezu komthetho.
UJamela uthi akumangalisi okwenziwa ngabalandeli bebandla lama-Republicans
besaba ukubana ngokhetho oluzayo if bevotele i-impeachment ukuthi uTrump bam-impeach bampanishe bempanishele udaba lolu lukaJanuary 6 uzothumela abalandeli bakhe njalo ukuthi balwisane nabo laba abazabe bevotele ukuthi a-impeachwe. So yikho ababasabayo khona lokho. Kodwa iqiniso balazi ukuthi uTrump wephula umthetho ngoba okwenzakala ngo journalistics kwakuyingozi enkulu kakhulu even nakubo
lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Rafael Mthombeni odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala eDallas Texas kule Melika
okukhona lapha yikuthi kube yistatement sokuthi khona o president omunye ozangena eminye iminyaka ezayo baza refer khona apha kukhona lokho mina ngila ndaba lawo la ama Republicans angatadonsa inyawo kumbe aza vota against kodwa ke nqabe senza njalo kuba beke egcekeni lokho esithi thina kuba exposer ukuthi khona kuyababeka egcekeni ukuthi akulanto abalayo lapha ngombuso lo ibandla labo liphonga ukulandela kuphela uTrump ligcimezile
ukutholiswa kwamacala ethiswa uTrump kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzaqhubekela phambili namuhla abaphethe udaba lolu bezedula ubufakazi bokuthi uTrump wathuthuzela abalandeli bakhe mhlaka 6 zibandlela bevimbe ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes umnumzana Joseph Biden webandla lamademocrats wanqoba uTrump okukhetho olwenziwa ngolwezi nyaka enye kodwa uTrump uthi ukhetho lolu lwebuywa nguBiden labanye bakhe akula bufakazi oveza lokhu ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngoKip Stube
Live talk lamhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela ukubhekana nabeZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Inkampani kahulumende wele South Africa ibona ngokulawulwa kwemingcele i-Border Management Agency ithi amalungiselelo okuvulwa njalo kwemingcele ngeviki ezayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Iziphepheli zeZimbabwe ezidlula amakhulu amathathu ezihlala kwele Botswana sezibhekane lodubo lokuphindiselwa ekhaya ngaphandle kokuthanda kwazo ngemva kokuba zilahlekile isicelo sokuthi zingabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi ziphindele ekhaya. Intethele zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqhudisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
Isiphepheli lezi ziyala ukuphindela ekhaya ngesikhathi abanye babo babuyela nakenye. IBotswana yaphindisela emuva amakhulu amane esiphepheli zeZimbabwe ekuqaleni ngomnyaka ka-2020. Abanye abafana lomnzana wasuchibi basala ngemuva belwisana lokuthi bengabuyiselwa ekhaya. Kodwa sokumgceke ukuthi indlela eyekhaya isivuthiwe ngemva kokuba inhlanganiso ibona ngesiphepheli umhlaba wonke jikelele eyi-United Nations High Commission on Refugees iyale isicelo sesiphepheli ukuthi ziqhubeke zihlala kule Botswana. Uchibi uthi sebetshelwe ukuthi akula yindlela kodwa belobe izingwalo ezitshengisa ukuthi balesifiso sokuphindela ekhaya.
AmaZimbabweans sonke bathi sonke akula muntu oyi-1 ongamita onganikwa international protection ngani ngoba iZimbabwe isiraiti basho njalo abe United Nations bathi khona asikwanisanga sonke sesiqalisa ukubhala ama voluntary repatriation forms.
Uqhubeke esithi konke lokhu kwenzakala noma nje bebhalele i-UNHCR ukuthi ibona kabafuna ukuphindela eZimbabwe ngaphansi komumo okhona.
Thina abanye asilani lani ekhaya. IZimbabwe izositshela ukuthi no, sizaninika imali, sizolilungisela izindlu, but ibengala imali kathi sikhule COVID. Abantu bayafa ezibhedlela.
Iningi yeziphepheli enkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle kwedolobho leFrancistown ngabasekeli bebandla leMDC ababalekela udlakelo lwaqhamuka ngokhetho lokudinga umongameli eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2008. Umnumzana TV uthi bazimiselele ukuphanyeka udaba lwabo emthethwandaba umzamo wokugcina ukuthi bangabuyiselwa eZimbabwe.
Sonke lapha vele makuyikuthi vele singazuza iloya singaye emthethwandabeni. Siyokuzwa ukuthi makuthiwa voluntary kuthiwa voluntary yinto enjani. Because thina ngolwazi lwethu voluntary ikuthi umuntu uyazinikela yena ukuthi ayi madoda ngiyacela ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya ngiyokwakha umuzi wami lapho engangafi khona because izilwane zonke aziseko sezaphela sibe sesibuyele ekhaya. Yiyo kuthiwa i-voluntary.
iofisi yomeli weZimbabwe leBotswana yona ithi ikhangelele ukuthi iziphepheli ziphindele ekhaya ngoba isimo sesiguquyile. Lokhu umbono kahulumende weBotswana kanye lenhlanganiso ye-United Nations High Commission on Refugees. Ngumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngiseGaborone kweleBotswana.
Kuzamele libophe ziqini emdlalweni eseleyo iqembu labesifazane elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi ngemva kokubhaxabulwa kabuhlungu emdlalweni walo wakuqala eliwudlalele lePakistan ngolesibili. Yintatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo. Okwamanje wethu sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Singeke sihlukane sihlobo wethu sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. EleZimbabwe lithi eleChina selithembise ukuletha amajekiseni emithi yokwenqabela ukuthola icoronavirus eyama-vaccines njalo akhangelele ukufika elizweni kungekedluli umhlaka 15 lenyanga. Inkampani kahulumende weleSouth Africa ibona ngokulawulwa kwemingcwele iBorder Management Agency ithi amalungiselelo okuvulwa njalo kwemingcwele le ngeviki ezayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Lo qhubekela phambili luthoniswa udaba lowayengumengameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump edalele Senate phansi kohlelo lwe-impeachment. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluvalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah.